giving me an oral assurance that he'll give me an extension, then I'll get it past Christmas anyway, and I can get my Congress back in here. Although I'm not sure. The more I see of it, Mansfield comes out for wage and price control this morning. He hadn't talked to me about it in a month. But he's got to have published every day, and if he gets off of Sihanouk or Vietnam or De Gaulle, he's got to have it some other front. But he's going to start everybody
that's
buying.
Well, I was just going to say that's the way to really move to inflation. Start talking that kind of stuff.
It is, and the governors told me they found a good deal of buying for fear of things going up now. So. I think you ought to take a little reading before we go up today to see what it is that you can do in the national, what it is that would help you in the national field to win the war. I assume you don't want to call up the reserves.
Well, I don't want to unless you want to.
Well, I mean, right, no, I don't want to, but I'm just trying to think of.
Caused us a lot of pain to avoid calling.
That's right.
We've done it, and I'd like to just soon.
Not going to have to, you know.
That's right.
With what you see ahead.
That's right. I'll know better after I talk to Westmoreland a week after next. We can live with it either way, Mr. President. It would cause us problems were we to go on a take a strike for 10 to 14 days. But I thought that was probably the best thing to do to preserve the collective bargaining process. But we can certainly support a Taft-Hartley injunction tonight or tomorrow. And I think that we've been doing a little quiet work over here to get the affidavits and so on ready in the event you wanted to go that way, and I'll just accelerate that.
I haven't talked to the Attorney General, which I will do, and get back to you. I wanted you to feel of it, and I haven't talked to Wirtz. I rather think I ought to have a meeting this morning at,
right,
say, 11
right.
o'clock or something, but you be thinking about it ahead of time. Now, you think of your reserve, you think of anything else. They're getting ready to get out at 15. Over the weekend, we'll have Rusk and Katzen back, and Vance can't go, but Goldberg, and maybe one or two more. Bob, this fellow Roach came in with an idea, a little something last night. Do you know Roach at all?
Just casually, not well.
I want you to have him to dinner sometime, just he and you.
Yeah, I do that.
I haven't, his memos, I put on it last night. I like what he says and the way he says it. And I don't know anything about him. He looks like a revolutionist, Bolshevik kind of, when I've seen him a time or two, when he's wild, handlebar mustaches kind
of. Well, he's got a lot of ideas, and about half of them will be good, I suspect.
That's what I think. That's my evaluation. I'd say 10% of them good, but if you get one in this town every once in a while, it's damn good.
I agree with you.
Okay. I'll call you back.
Thank you.